We are at the second Mishnah, about the middle of the page, on Mem Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah begins, Kesad Mevatla. How do you nullify an Asherah tree? Kirsem Vizired, Natal Mimena Makal Sharbit, Afilu Allah Hareza Batla. Says the Mishnah, if you take off some of the branches, or even a little kismin, Rashi says, a little wood chip, because you want to use it for your own purposes. You want to use it for, you know, you want to take off the wood chip from the tree to burn it, or you want to take off a moist part of the tree for your use, or you want to take off to use as a staff or a scepter. That's all becomes nullified. The tree then becomes nullified because you're not using it for the tree anymore. You're disrespecting the tree, essentially. Shipa litzarka asura shelo litzarka muteres. If you want to prune it a little bit or trim it a little, or let's call it beautify it, that's the exact word, litzarka, for its purpose, for the sake of the tree, asura, it remains prohibited because you're doing it for its own benefit. Shelo litzarka, if you're doing it not for its benefit, muteres, then it's going to be permissible, it becomes nullified. So now the Gemara asks, Osan shifoim ma te'alein. With regards to the trimmings, when you wanted to beautify it, so you took off some of you shaved it a little bit, and if it's done litzorka, if it's done for its sake, well then the tree is not mevatel, so the tree is still usher. Question is, are the shavings also considered usher, or are they nullified? Are they considered nullified? So the Gemara asks, Osan shifoim ma te'alein pligi bar Rav Huna. V'chia barav. Machlokas Rav Huna and Chia barav. Chad amar asur and chad amar mutar. One says it's the shearings are fine. One says the shavings are usur. Tanya k'man damar mutar. We have a braisa to support the opinion that the shavings should be permissible. The Tanya Ovid kochavim sheshipa avodas kochavim litzarko hi v'shifaeha mutarin. If an idolater shaved off some of the shearings of an Asherah tree for his own sake, then the tree and the shavings become permissible because that's an automatic nullification of the tree. Litzarka, if he does it for the sake of the tree, hi asura, the tree remains prohibited behana, ushfa'e mutarn, but the shavings are mutar behana. And then the Bryce adds, the Yisrael shashipa overes kachavim, bein litzarka, hi ushfa'eha asurin. If the Yisrael shaves off, prunes the tree a little bit, then the tree and the shavings all remain asur behana, because a Jew cannot mevatel avodah zarah. Idmar, we have a machlokas amoraim. In the following case, avodas kachavim shenishtabra. Let's say an idol fell on its own and broke. Is it considered batal or not? Rav Amar Tzarech Levatel Kol Kesem Bekesem. Says Rav, you have to nullify each wood chip. When it splits up, even though it breaks, you can't just rely on nullifying one piece and assuming the rest of the pieces are considered batal. You have to go to every single piece and nullify it. Ushmuel Amar Avodas Kochavim Eina Batele Ela Gedera Kedelasa. Says Shmuel, you can only nullify an idol Derech Gedelasa, the way that it grew. So you can only nullify the tree Derech Gedelasa. But that sounds very strange. Derech Gedelasa mi mevatla? How can you be mevatel a tree the way that it grew? The words don't make sense. You can only mevatel it the way that it grew, but it's broken. So what does that mean? So rather, the Gemara answers, right? Well, the Gemara continues and says, Ella, Adarabba, derech gedelasa mi mevatla? What do you mean? It's the opposite. If it's the way that it's growing, then you can mevatel it. That's the way that it's growing. So rather, el hakikam, this is what Shmuel meant. Ein avodas kachavim tzricha levatel ela derech gedelasa. You don't need to nullify an avodah zara unless it was derech gedelasa. If it broke, not in the normal manner, then you don't need to nullify it. Rashi says, you know what the svar is? We've seen this before. Is that if the avodah zarah couldn't save itself, then why would you think that the avodah zarah can save you? It can't, and therefore it's automatically nullified. But if it's derech delasa, if it broke the manner in which it grows, then we assume that it was just an accident, and then you have to nullify it. It's not inherently nullified, you have to nullify it yourself. So the Gemara says, based on this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, about whether you have to be mevatel it or not, says the Gemara, lema b'hakamiflugi, perhaps this is what the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. It's based on a different machlokas. Tamar savar ovdin l'shvarim, tamar savar ein ovdin l'shvarim. Maybe the machlokas is whether there's a concept of avodah zarah with regards to shards. Do we believe that the avodah zarah remains if it's only in shards? So maybe Rav, who says you have to be mevatel each shard, implies that people serve shards. And Shmuel says no. So the Gemara says, lo, that's not the machlokas between the two. Tekuli alma ovdin l'shvarim. They all agree that people will serve the shards of the idols. B'hacha b'shivrei shvarim kamitli. But here what they're arguing about is not the shards, it's the shards of the shards. In other words, that it broke into one group of shards and then broke again into even smaller pieces. Mar sever shivrei shvarim asurim, mar sever shivrei shvarim utarim. Maybe perhaps the machlokas between the two is whether we are concerned that people serve shivrei shvarim or not. Rav will say they do, and Shmuel will say they don't. That's the first way to understand it. V'ibois ema, or another answer that can be given. Dekuli alma shivrei shvarim mutarim. Everyone agrees that the shards of the shards are not served as avodah zarah. Well, then what's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? V'hacha ba'avodas kochavim shel chulios uvehediot sheyachol hachzira kamidli. Rather, we're talking about over here a case where you have an avodah zarah which was built by chulios. It was built by blocks. It was like something that you can connect. And then it broke, but it can be repaired very easily. Let's assume it's like Legos for a minute, something like that, and anyone can do it. You don't need an expert to repair it. And that's the machlokas between the two, whether it's mevatel or not in that situation. So Mar Sever, one would be of the opinion, this would be Rav Kivan, since you can, a hedyot, a simple person, can fix it, it's never butl. Umar Savar, Ein Avodas Kochavim, but El Derech Delasa, but Shmuel says that Avodas Kochavim can only be nullified, only needs to be nullified if it broke the way that it grows. The Hainu Orche, that's the manner in which it regularly grows, but Ha Alav Gedilasa, falling and breaking is not the way that it grows. And therefore, since it fell, you won't need to be mevatel it. It's inherently batel. The ain't sricha levatel. You don't need to mevatel it, and therefore, in this case, you wouldn't need to do anything. It's already inherently batel. So that's the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about an idol that breaks. Rav is still of the opinion that you need to be mevatel it. Shmuel says you only need to be mevatel it if it's derech delasa. But if it broke, if it fell, that's not derech delasa, and there's no issue. You do not need to be mevatel it. But it appears to be that we're machmir like Rav. In general, we're machmir for avodah zarah, and we're machmir like Rav that you have to be mevatel each shard of avodah zarah in order to be mevatel it. Hajjan lach kol hatzlamim, hajjan lach kol hatzlamim, hajjan lach kol hatzlamim.